Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How's your game going? If you know what I mean. A lot of you know me, but you may not know my name. I'm Sildenafil, the active ingredient in that little blue pill. You know, that helps guys with erectile dysfunction. I'm really super excited to tell you I've moved into a generic pill that you can get at 4hims.com. Gosh, guys, everybody wants to perform their best, but not everyone could afford me. I mean, in that little blue pill. But now I can be yours at 4hims.com. Hims connects you with licensed doctors who can prescribe me online, and then I get delivered right to your door. So easy. And get this, your first month is just $5 when you go to 4hims.com/trial. $5 for a whole month of me? That should make every guy stand up and cheer. To get your first order for just $5, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/trial. That's 4hims.com/trial. Get started today for just $5 at 4hims.com/trial.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
It's the Edgerton Model Railroad Club Toy Train Show this Saturday, the 23rd at Edgerton Recreation Center, 41 Backus Street in Rochester. Info at EdgertonModelRailroadClub.com.
You and your family are invited to join us at the 42nd Annual St. Patrick's Parade at Celtic Family Fair on Saturday, March 16th, sponsored by Tubbs Friendly Markets. The parade kicks off at 12:30 from Eastern University, then heads down Main Street. This is Rochester's largest parade, and a Celtic Family Fair takes place in a Rochester Riverside Hotel. And join us at the post-parade party at the Riverside Hotel featuring Download, brought to you by Vision Automotive. Go to rochesterparade.com for more information.
On the air since 1967 and now celebrating over 50 years of broadcasting on Rochester Radio.
This is Joe Caponeco. Join me right here for the Italian Carousel every Sunday morning for the best traditional and contemporary music from Italy.
Broadcasting live here at 95.7 FM and WROC 950 AM. It's the Italian Carousel with host Joe Caponeco. Rochester's longest running Italian radio program.
Ricordate, fate sempre del bene, ne sarete ricompensati. Do something good for somebody, you'll be rewarded.
Listen right here at ESPN Rochester, 95.7 FM and 950 AM for a Sunday morning tradition. Since 1967, it's Italian Carousel with Joe Caponeco.
Buon divertimento and ciao ciao.
At O'Connor Chevrolet, we have red hot deals going on all month long. Log on to O'ConnorChevrolet.com for savings on all cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stop in today for a test drive and see why nobody beats an O'Connor deal. 3850 West Henrietta Road. Chevrolet, find new roads.
WROCAM, WBEE HD2, and W239BF Rochester. A radio.com sports station. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Brings it over the line, busting in on goal. And he slides it back in front. Berube is up in, and the puck is in the net. They score! That off the left hand of Berube and in the net. And the Amex are taking the lead back.
A huge win for the Rochester Americans. A 4-2 final score that extends their winning streak to 3 games.
Mike Danger.
Positive news when you consider that the Amex are doing well.
Gene Battaglia.
It's fun with the Amex here, playing well here, and maybe not so much fun up in Buffalo.
The big thing that many fans want is Phil Housley being relieved of his coaching duties.
They want to see a coaching change?
Absolutely.
No.
there's not going to be a coaching change.
We have Sabres hockey tonight
against the best team in the National Hockey League. That's Tampa Bay.
We've beaten them early this year, and it was a close, tight game, so we can certainly build off that.
Zion Williamson.
And here's Zion, his first touch. Fell down at the free throw line. He's grabbing at his left knee. I'm pretty sure he ripped through his shoe and he fell down awkwardly.
We will be talking to Sal Capaccio. We haven't talked to Sal in a while.
Anytime, I'm always here for you.
We will also talk to Brian Duff.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Hey, good afternoon. Pull up a stool and join us. The sports bar is now open for business. We appreciate your patronage at AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPNRochester.com, our home online, and the radio.com app, free to download to your device. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime. I am Mike Danger. He is Gene Battaglia.
Yes, as tonight, Buffalo back in action against Tampa Bay. Did a lot of Sabre talk. We're going to mix it up here a little bit, Danger. We got to get we've got the combine coming up next week. The Bills made a signing today, so we're only a couple weeks away from legal tampering in the NFL. So.
Yes, legal tampering. That's wonder. Legal tampering.
My favorite oxymoron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Saw that a former Buffalo Bill is being reinstated into the NFL as well. Do you see Carlos Williams is going to get a crack?
Do you think he gets another shot? Now, the review on Carlos Williams, it's a fun trivia answer. Who led the Buffalo Bills in touchdowns in 2016? It was Carlos Williams. Rookie season, running back, fifth-round pick. All the Bills hit on something good. But then, well, he let himself go more than one way. That spring, he reported to camp fat. So the Bills had to get him in conditioning, but then along the way, he picks up four-game suspension for using the chronic. The Bills just kind of release him. After that, he goes to Pittsburgh, a 10-game suspension for, again, substance that is not permitted by the NFL. And then after that 10-game suspension, and at that point he's off the Steeler roster, he gets another one on top of that. So just today, off that final suspension from 2017, Carlos Williams here in February 2019 has been reinstated. Danger, it's been 3 years since the guy did anything productive in the NFL.
Hasn't played since his rookie season, 2015. 25 years old now, though. I think that's worth noting. Still young, 25. And I do think he gets another chance, provided he stayed in some sort of shape while he was serving the suspension. And if he shows up and he's doughy, forget it. And by the way, I think NFL teams know what they're looking at. I mean, if you're the Jets, now I don't know that I believe the Jets when they say, "And we're not as interested in Le'Veon Bell," amongst hearing these reports that he's put on weight during his time off. You know, that might be some posturing to try and get his price tag down a little bit if they are indeed going to be one of the players trying to secure Le'Veon Bell. Like, yeah, you want $50 million? We're saying $40 million because, you know, you're not in the same shape you were after taking a year off. And with Carlos Williams, he showed after one offseason, after a good rookie year, they didn't have the discipline in the offseason to stay in shape. He came to camp fat. Well, then a team shouldn't. If you don't have that discipline, the team shouldn't take that chance on Carlos Williams. You know, that's, I think he gets another chance based on his age, based on the production he had his rookie year, but only if he's in football shape, only if he looks the part.
Well, what will help him is that as soon as we reach the new calendar year, remember, you can sign, how many is it? Up to 90 guys. Only the top 51 count on against your cap. So Carlos Williams, wherever he goes, well, he's going for the minimum, obviously. Crazy to think for as well as we know his name, Danger, he's only accrued 1 year of service in the league. So he'll be the bottom running back on some NFL roster, but he's really going to have to show something in order to crack that 53-man come opening day.
And you mentioned a signing for the Buffalo Bills, Gene. Yes, Deion Lacy has been re-signed to a one-year deal with Buffalo. He was an exclusive rights free agent, and he never had the opportunity to really go out and test the market. Good special teams player for the Bills. Came on towards the end of the season after Milano broke his leg. Lacy fits that profile of Sean McDermott, you know, blue collar, needs to prove himself, undrafted, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't going to go anywhere, so there's another camp body, and when we have Sal Capaccio on here in a little bit, we'll ask him, is Deion Lacy somebody who could really contribute a linebacker, or is he more special teams depth type of guy? I think it's the latter, but to me, there's an untold part to the story, the exclusive right free agent. Well, there's another guy that the Bills have the exclusive rights on, and to my knowledge, they haven't done anything with. I mean, Eddie Yarbrough. Are they going to bring back Eddie Yarbrough? Because if they don't get a deal done with him, and again, it's their choice, then come March, Eddie Yarbrough could be hitting the streets. So we saw signs of that last year. Remember, Eddie Yarbrough, week 17, was not active. And we talked about it like, wait, this defensive end who was the darling of one camp and contributed over the last 2 years. By week 17, that was a coach's decision that he wasn't in. Is he in danger? And I would say yes at this point. Not only is he not a lock to make the 53, I don't even know if the Bills bring him back at this point, but we'll ask for Sal's insight on that.
Yeah, and Sal's done a great job so far this offseason, just kind of giving us some potential free agent targets for the Buffalo Bills, whether we're talking tight end, whether we're talking offensive line. Some good work by Sal on our website at ESPNRochester.com for you to get brushed up on here as, man, we've got the combine at the end of next week already. Love it. We'll also talk some Buffalo Sabres. Listen, I mean, you know, feels bleak, but this is a team in Tampa that they have beaten earlier this year, one of the better teams in the league, if not the best team in the league, and they've skated with them. But it feels like a low point right now for the Sabres, three straight losses against inferior opponents. And Brian Duff will be joining us for a little preview of tonight's action.
And Duffer's coming into town, actually, too, for the Cross-Check Cancer. So we'll have a little fun with him as that game is coming up on Sunday. So it's a good time to check in with Brian Duff. Yeah, his partner, Marty Baron, wasn't too happy with that game. Nobody was happy. I mean, Sabres Nation pretty upset as to what they're seeing. It's one thing to, all right, understand that maybe this team wasn't a playoff team, but are they putting out the full effort? Are there things? What is the vibe right now in that Sabre dressing room? Is everybody bracing for a big shakeup? Will that transfer over to the ice tonight? Here's my expectation for tonight. Nothing. Zero. Squadoosh.
Well, good. You'll have an enjoyable experience watching that game if you choose
to
do so.
I'm not going to hate watch. It's going to be, all right, here we are. Because, yeah, we love Linus Allmark. I'm not sure if he's getting the call tonight or not. Yeah, so, you want to see the guys that we've come here to know in Rochester to do well. But at this point, if you're a Sabre fan looking for a sign of hope for me to tell you everything's going to be all right, everything's not going to be all right. Okay, you're looking toward next year.
Well, okay. Everybody wants to not think that way, right? Everybody wants to see this team continue to show flashes as they did earlier this year and to make a push for the playoffs. And that's all fine and good. But based on the comments yesterday to the media, and Jason Bottrell is sticking to his plan. It's his plan. I mean, his plan is developing a team, developing players from within. Not wasting draft picks, not going for the big splash. And we saw what that happened, how that worked out for Tim Murray when he tried to handle the roster and tried to make big splashes and bring in pieces from everywhere. Darcy. So it's way too early in the Bottrell Housley regime to say you're done. I'm done. They need to do something. They got to move. They got to make a trade. No. Look, if they make a trade, great. But I don't think it's going to be the kind of trade. Like, you know, it was funny. We had Brayton in here yesterday towards the end of the show. Yeah. And you saw his eyes light up when he saw that Charlie Coyle was getting traded.
Oh, he got excited. He thought, wow, maybe that would be a good. That's exactly what Buffalo needs.
And as soon as I saw him, I'm like, he's not coming to Buffalo. If he came to Buffalo, I would have been floored that they cut that deal. The same day that Jason Bottrell saying, no, we're not going to make a coaching change. We're right where we need to be. We're growing. We're better than we were last year. We've got some good pieces in place here.
That's, to me, though, that, and you say this all the time, that's not acceptable. Hey, we're ahead of where we were last year. Well, I would hope so. You were the 31st ranked team last year, for crying out loud. I could be the GM and be better than you were last year.
Would you rather see them gut Rochester to try and get more pieces for the Sabres?
No, let me answer the question. What would I rather see? There's dead weight on this roster. We can identify it. And maybe players we think are good that really aren't good. See Rasmus Ristolainen. How about Evan Rodriguez? There are players right now that other teams might find attractive that you can get assets for the future. There's not going to be any home run savior veteran that all of a sudden the Sabres are going to go on this magical run, sneak into the postseason, and win a playoff. It's not happening. Okay, I think we can agree on that. But come trade deadline time, let's build for the future. And I know people in Buffalo won't want to hear this, but people in Rochester would like to hear that. Could the Sabres move one of those pieces, maybe get a center for Rochester, get a cup run, get the players here some more experience, and hey, if you're not winning in Buffalo, then it is time for a trade. It is time to move one of these guys.
I think if your expectation is they're going to make a bigger splash at the deadline than they did last year, you're going to be disappointed. I think getting rid of Kane and getting what they got for Kane last year is we were disappointed in that. Like, that's all you got for Kane? That's it? I think less. I think there will be less news come Monday in terms of a Sabres trade partner for before the deadline. And boy, you wants out. What can you get for him?
You give a seventh round pick here. Honestly, that at this point, yeah. I don't care if he's on the roster or not. What I would like to see, though, is... Well, let me put it to you this way. When the Sabres win the Stanley Cup at some point, who's the core? Well, you would hope Jeff... You're not moving Jeff Skinner. Okay, that should not happen. You take your chances. I agree with Botterill if it goes to free agency. Eichel, Rasmus Dahlin, who else? And Mittelstadt at this point, way too soon. I could make an argument for anybody else on this roster. You could be able to move if you got what you felt was good value in return. And it's not making a trade for the sake of a trade. If you can get younger and better, that's the key to me. Let's move some dead
younger.
Weight. Sure.
This team is already so young. I mean, I think this is what we don't have. We don't have the patience to see the young players on this team develop and get older and get more, you know, more grizzle. I just think that
no, we don't have the my patience runs out when the Lawrence Pilot is up in the press box or CJ Smith is in the press box because we have Zach Bogosian on the ice.
Yeah.
Zach Bogosian is the player. When I say younger, bye. See ya.
I just look back at the years where Tim Murray was in such a rush to build an NHL winner, and he completely disregarded what was happening here in Rochester. We remember those days. Those teams were not fun to watch. Did he ever come to any games in Rochester? Did you ever hear of Tim Murray?
It was an event when he did. We'll put it that way.
And that's a big reason why I think this team is still kind of where it is. And I think Botterill is... slowly, methodically digging himself out of that hole. We also have, you know, the Bills to compare them to, and the Bills have moved a little bit more swiftly, a little bit quicker. The Bills had to suffer through a 6-10 season. We don't know what the 2019 season will be like for the Bills, except we know that right now there are only 5 players under contract that remain from pre-Sean McDermott. They made a lot of moves. They let a lot of guys walk. You got a lot of bad deals on this Sabres roster
right.
That have nothing to do with what Jason Botterill has done. You know what? I'll say it. I'm behind Bots. I'm behind Bots. I'm behind his vision for the team. I'm behind Housley. When Housley speaks after a disappointing loss, he's not wrong. He calls his team soft. He's not wrong. We hear it from the guys that cover this team that they look like a different team in practice than they do on game night.
It's the players, but you're saying don't move these players then? What are you saying? We're supposed to sit there and stand pat?
You're not going to be able to move Kyle Pozo.
Well, you can't now.
You're not going to be able to move Zach Bogosian. Why? Because these deals are terrible. Nobody wants them. So, yeah, it's going to be a little painful for a little while longer, or they start to perform at a higher level, which I'm not going to hold my breath for that. So it's going to take a little time. And eventually, hopefully, you see guys here at the Rochester level. You see a Brandon Gouley. You see Alex Nylander or Olofsson take that next step and become NHL-caliber players when they get that opportunity. Haven't seen it yet, and you know, for what it's worth, you know, you know that Alex Nylander is impatient. You know that he wants to be playing at the NHL level. This is his third season.
I have no problem with him.
He's still a kid.
Yeah.
He's still a kid. He's 20, right? Patience. It's gonna take time. Again, and everybody is saying it, and everybody has been saying it, and I'm not saying anything you haven't already heard, but the winning streak was the worst thing that could have happened to this team this year because it altered all of our expectations. If that 10-game winning, if you play around with that 10-game winning streak and you sprinkle in those wins throughout the course of the season and this team is where they are and it's not sexy and it doesn't look good and you're 6 points out of a playoff spot, I think everybody would be like, yeah, it's kind of where we thought they would be. And that's where I'm at. I will say, and I will also stand by this, you know, while I'll stand behind Bottrell and I'll stand behind what they're trying to do and Housley and everything that he's preaching to this team, the idea that the team isn't executing it on game day, and to hear somebody that we know covers this team as closely as Paul Hamilton say the one thing that they need more than anything with the Sabres.
Look, at what this organization needs, I don't think there's any question. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are players with good hockey IQ.
So what does that mean? It means you got some dummies on this roster right now.
Well, after he says that, then he goes on to talk about a play that Rasmus Ristolainen made,
mm-hmm.
which, again, if you're looking for a common denominator between all these coaches and not getting it and whatever, well, he's been around here a while now.
But if you want that true alignment, and again, the alignment from GM to head coach, it appears like that's there.
You're willing to give him a mulligan after that one quote after the Carolina loss?
There might be
something there.
I'm willing to give Housley the benefit of the doubt and think to myself, all right, Housley is frustrated, as Bottrell, as everybody is frustrated. And when that happens and the language of losers comes out and you start pointing fingers, yeah, I'd say they're, you know, not the greatest optic, but I get it. The alignment between head coach and locker room, and how do you get the guys in the locker room on game night to buy in to what you guys are executing in practice? And Hamilton mentioned that yesterday when we had him on as well.
Yeah. Why can you do it in practice? Why can you go through drills in practice and it looks good? And then I think your coaching staff feels good about the players again. Well, we had a good practice today. And then go out in the games and do it wrong.
Robin Leonard said the same thing last year, and we killed him for it.
Right. How dare you speak out against your teammates about this, but he was on to it, and it's chronic. And where this also comes from, when you're not the comment that they're soft, and by soft, I don't think necessarily talking about physical clearing in front of the net. I think it's mentally soft.
I think it's both.
Yeah, I think... If a little bit goes against you, this team folds it in. Watch tonight. You could have a scoreless first period, and then Tampa will score. And if it goes according to the pattern, then a bunch will follow there.
And I know it's minor. Just keep an eye on Jack Eichel's level of frustration through the course of the game. This is your captain. This is the guy that is that bridge from head coach to locker room. This is the final piece of the alignment that you need to get the team to buy into what you're trying to do. And Hamilton sees what I see. It's look, Jack has been petulant.
It was going along really well for a while, but the body language is back.
Yeah.
You know, the staring up in the air, the breaking of sticks. You're lagging way behind the play because you're all upset with the play that just happened in the offensive zone. And you're not hustling back, and you're shaking your head. And you're going over to the bench breaking sticks, and you're shaking your head over there. That stuff has to stop. And I thought it had. I thought he had grown past that. But the more he gets frustrated, the more the losses keep piling up. He gets more and more frustrated, and it started again.
Okay. There's something to watch tonight as well.
Watch the body language of one Jack Eichel. Look, here would be my advice to Phil Housley. If everybody's pressing a little bit, I remember the story with Mike Mularkey and the Bills weren't very good, and they went out to Seattle and they were struggling, and Mularkey felt the team was pressing, and well,
they went out for cheeseburgers. They did something. I mean, if you're in Tampa, hopefully they did something fun. If you got to hit the reset button because feeling sorry for yourself and pouting and pointing fingers, no, it's going to translate. So how did they get over what's happened here the last three games, losing to three of the worst teams in the East, the Rangers, blah, the Devils, and then the Panthers in front of friends and family down there? Those are three terrible losses. Now you're going to face the top team? I don't know. If I was coaching this team, if it's not working in practice, I don't know. Do you give them the day off? Do you go to the movies? Do you do something to get these guys so then when they come back to the ice, they're a little more focused?
I'd go to the beach. I mean, that's me personally. I mean, let's face it, Gene. This week, I shouldn't be here. I should be on vacation. I should be on February break. My toes should be in the sand right now.
You lost your, I don't want to say argument, but your presentation to your wife.
Yeah. Continuous negotiation.
Can you hire me as a consultant?
Continuous negotiation.
I mean, you got to close that. You should not be here. That is worth the investment.
Yeah.
But hey, you would have missed this great week of sports talk we've had.
We went 22 minutes and we didn't mention Jim Boeheim once. How's that?
Well,
it's weird how the news cycle works. Statement released by the university. Statement released by Boeheim. All the chatter of the morning ceased after those statements were released.
Right. And where the police give their standard investigation is ongoing, they've also kind of eliminated alcohol or speed or anything else that would give the story legs. If you're just tuning in and have been under a rock, Jim Boeheim was driving last night on his way home. There was a vehicle that went into a guardrail, disabled vehicle. The passenger in that vehicle got out of the car onto the expressway. That was when he was allegedly clipped by a car driven by Jim Boeheim. The 51-year-old passed shortly thereafter. And so, police basically have cleared Boeheim in all this. And like you said, the statements, there's nowhere for this story to go other than, should he coach on Saturday night?
It's a no-win situation.
Right.
You can't win. You coach and you're insensitive. You don't coach and your team wonders, where's coach? You can't win. You can't win. It's a tough spot.
I'd like to just say, let's move on. And I don't know what's going through Jim Boeheim's mind, but hey, it can't be easy. I mean, it's not your fault, but my gosh.
I clipped a deer once. It didn't feel good. Yeah, I can't imagine taking another life on an accident. And just a horrible story out of Syracuse. We'll see what comes out of that. But as of right now, the statements have been released, and that will be that for now.
You talk about the news cycle. 23 minutes into the show. Did not mention a shoe.
No exploding shoes?
No exploding shoes.
All right, well, there's a couple of other stories out there that we can touch on. Exploding shoes. All right, let's get Sal. Sal's waiting patiently. Sal Capaccio, WGR, Buffalo Bills radio sideline reporter. He's going to join us next. Talk some Buffalo Bills. We got free agency to look forward to. We've got the combine next week, late next week.
We need to get off the Sabres. We need it in a happy mood. Football season, the new league year is coming. Yeah.
Ooh, and reports that the Bills are one of a couple of teams that are thinking about making a move to acquire Jesse James from Pittsburgh out of free agency. Well, what does that mean? I know that's somebody that Sal has targeted and pegged on one of his articles that you can read at ESPNRochester.com. Sal Capaccio joining us next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's home for Amherst hockey is AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Hear every bone-crushing hit, every spectacular save, every screaming slap shot, and game-winning goal right here. Rochester Americans Hockey.
And the Amherst quickly have taken the lead.
Exclusively on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Brought to you by Wilbur G. Pullett, Route 104 in Williamson.
Hi, Brian from Brian Horn's Auto Repair. Whatever your car needs, I promise we'll take good care of you. Funny thing is, I'm not the boss here.
That's right, Brian. That would be me. Hi, Sue Horn. Come on in to Brian Horn's Auto Repair. Elm Grove Road, our coffee is always on.
My name is Kevin Leary. I work at Westside Medical Supply and specialize in accessibility. At Westside Medical Supply, we come into the home, evaluate for safety. We can provide a ramp on the outside or a vertical platform lift to get you safely in and out of the house. And then inside the house, whether it be a basement or a second level, we provide a stair lift that would get you up and down. My number one priority is keeping family in the home that they've loved for 40 plus years.
For more information on Westside or Eastside Medical Supply, visit WMSupply.com.
Looking for a great wintertime activity for your family and friends? Then visit Swain Resort. Right now, you can take advantage of Swain's all-new 4-pack party pack promotion. Get 4 lift tickets for any Saturday or Sunday night for only $99. That's right, just $99 for 4 nighttime lift tickets. Valid from 4 p.m. till close, Saturday or Sunday night. Have more than just 4 in your group? Swain offers extra lift tickets for just $25 each. Swain Resort, the perfect skiing experience. For more information, visit swain.com.
RIT Hockey is back on home ice this weekend. Catch the Tigers as they host Robert Morris at the Gene Policini Center Friday, February 22nd and Saturday, February 23rd. RIT Sports Zone's live coverage of Tigers hockey begins both nights at 6:30 on CW Rochester. So don't miss a moment of the action. RIT and Robert Morris, this Friday and Saturday night. RIT Sports Zone, your home for hockey.
Stop smoking. Start vaping at Vapor World Greece, located at 2275 West Ridge Road. Vapor World Greece offers the best selection of top-name products, accessories, devices, and juices that are delicious, clean, and don't stink up your clothes or leave an ashy mess. So put that old pack down once and for all. Once you vape, you'll never smoke again. Vapor World Greece, right next to the mall on West Ridge Road. Find them on Facebook at Vapor World Greece.
$34.99 cash or trade plus fees for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
A 2019 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $177 a month? Drive yours home during the Honda President's Day sales event at Ralph Honda. Find your new Honda online or West Ridge and Elm Grove. Ralph Honda.
$34.99 cash or trade plus fees for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
A 2019 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $177 a month? Drive yours home during the Honda President's Day sales event at Ralph Honda. Find your new Honda online or West Ridge and Elm Grove. Ralph Honda.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please call this number right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that can help. If you or a loved one might have a problem with drugs or alcohol, call us now and talk to one of our Addiction Rehab Specialists about the first steps to recovery. 800-417-7740. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
The Addiction Rehab Specialist is an advertisement for various treatment centers and placement networks. Not all insurance is accepted. Individual results will vary. Visit addictionrehabspecialist.com/terms for more information.
Miss the best moments of the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia? Head over to ESPNRochester.com for on-demand audio and subscribe to the Sports Bar on the free to download radio.com app, the online home of the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim was involved in a fatal accident last night. 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez has passed. He was a passenger in a car that hit a guardrail exiting the disabled vehicle on I-690. That's when he was hit by a car allegedly driven by Boeheim. Authorities say that alcohol was not a factor, nor was speed. The investigation is ongoing. Buffalo Sabres look to snap a 3-game slide tonight. They play in Tampa. The Amerks getting the win last night over Cleveland. Rochester back home coming up on Saturday night. Tomorrow night, they are in Utica. The Buffalo Bills have re-signed linebacker Deion Lacey. WGR's Sal Capaccio joins us next year in the Sports Bar. Sports Center is brought to you by GetMyPerks.com. Today, get a half-price certificate to Veneto, Woodfire Pizza and Pasta, East Avenue, Rochester, $30 for only $15. Log on to GetMyPerks.com today. G. Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
when football season ended and I was thinking to myself, you know what, I'm intrigued by the AAF, but I feel like, you know, I just got off this roller coaster ride and we just need to take, just give me a minute before we get back on the ride. And I think that time is now past. It's been about a couple of weeks since the end of the NFL season. And of course, you know, you get a little bit of time to reflect and look back. And now it's time to start looking forward again.
Jim. Yeah, you're ready to get back on the Viper or your ride of choice, right? You're ready to get the new league's year going, combine next week, legal tampering period to follow. Love that phrase. Sal Capaccio is our favorite. He is out in Buffalo, WGR, joining us here. Sal, Gene and Danger, appreciate your time. How's your offseason been?
Pretty good so far. Just wish it would stop snowing and get a little warmer. So that'd be nice.
Sal, I mean, you know, you're a Florida guy. How often do you get down there? I'm telling Gene just a few minutes ago, like, this is the week I should be in Florida. My kids are home from school. We normally go in February. I'm a little bit bitter that I'm stuck in New York, and we've got the weather that we've had this week.
Well, first of all, I resent the statement I'm a Florida guy. I'm a Buffalo guy.
Sorry.
All right? I'm a Buffalo
Sorry.
Guy.
Yes.
I grew up in Buffalo, all right? I mean, you say you're a Florida guy because of a lot of internet connotations there that I don't really want to get into.
No. Of course not. Yes, of course.
I actually do go down every May still to play golf. And I'll be getting away to a warmer climate. Next month, I'll go to the NFL owners meetings. That'll be in Phoenix. That'll be for about 4 or 5 days. I'll be out there. So I get my chance to do that. So, we'll have it. Seems like it's been a little bit too long this winter. That's all. A little too much snow.
Well, put that in your calendar. When you're at the NFL owners meetings, we want to make sure we get you on that week as well to find out what's going on there. There's certainly been no shortage of action so far since the season has ended for the Buffalo Bills, and we wanted to talk to you about some of the developments since the last time we've had you on with us. And today, the news that they're bringing back Deion Lacy. Sal, we saw his contributions on special teams. Is there more there with Deion Lacy? We also saw him step up in the absence of Matt Milano after his injury at the end of the season.
No, I mean, like, he is what he is. He's a backup linebacker who helps on special teams, and I think not even in that order. He's really mainly a special teams player. He's a good special teamer. I think someone they need. They need players like him, whether it's him or someone else. You need guys that are your core special teams guys. That's him. He can fill in a pinch at linebacker. He did a nice job when he was asked and called upon last year a couple of different times. But if you have to go into a season thinking that Deion Lacy is a starter at linebacker, then you have issues there. So, hopefully he doesn't have to take on a bigger role, but every one of these guys, like him. They know their role. They're not there trying to be something they're not. I think Deion, given his career path as an undrafted free agent, then having to go to the CFL for a year, being waived, I think that he respects where he is in this league and knows how valuable just having a job is. So I think that's good for them to have a guy like that.
Yeah, it is the exclusive rights free agent. It didn't have much power there, but it brings me to another exclusive rights free agent, Eddie Yarbrough, who right now, correct me if I'm wrong, the Bills haven't signed Yarbrough for 2019, and knowing that, well, essentially he was a healthy scratch, to use the hockey phrase, week 17. What does the future hold for Yarbrough, in your opinion, Sal?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, because Eddie had last year was a really nice year for him, 2 years ago, I should say, when he first burst on the scene in 2017. And, he showed up, and he was the darling of training camp. He had a really nice year. He even started a game, I think, in place of in fact, I'm looking back, he started 6 games now. But he was used a lot, and even in place of Shaq Lawson. Some people even thought that maybe Shaq was expendable. But, this year, not as good of a year, I think. He was used in a rotational basis, but didn't necessarily have the production that he had in 2017. But here's the thing with guys like this. Like, there's no reason not to tender him an offer. Like, the way it works for exclusive rights free agents, all the Bills have to do is give him a offer that's equal to the minimum veteran salary for a guy of his many years in the league by March 13th, and then he can't go anywhere. And whether you do it to him or someone else, you get 90 guys in the roster. So it's either going to be him or somebody else that you're giving the exact same contract to, essentially. So I would expect the Bills would at least bring him back and he will come to camp. But I think going into camp, there's certainly no certainties that a guy like Eddie Yarbrough is going to make the roster again.
Sal, we hear the phrase cap casualty a lot this time of year with a lot of other teams. Any cap casualty cuts that you could see happening prior to the start of the new league year, given that the Bills find themselves, for once, in a decent cap situation heading into 2019 season?
Well, we've already seen one, and that was Charles Clay.
Yes.
And I think that was the one that I think that everybody would expect. you know, some people think that LeSean McCoy could be, you know, on that in that situation. I don't. I think the team has been sincere in everything they've said about LeSean, which is that they believe he's going to be a part of this team in 2019, that he'll have a bounce-back year, that they'll surround him with better, you know, blocking, better talent, put some pressure off him. Now, some of it's on him. He's going to have to step up. He's going to have to play better. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think that, you know, LeSean McCoy is someone they're just about to get rid of. And to your other point, you're right. They don't need to make cap casualties. You know, if they cut a guy, it might be because of a scheme fit. It might be because they don't like the way, you know, he's working out in the offseason. It could be a lot of different things. Just have a guy that, you know, they have certain numbers. It's a lot of times just numbers at positions. Well, we only have a certain amount of guys at each position we want to bring in. At this point, because they have $80 million available in cap space, anybody they cut, I don't think it's for cap reasons. I don't think it's because they're trying to save money anywhere. I think Charles Clay was a little different because they were probably going to move on anyway, and they did wind up saving $4.5 million. But they are taking a $4.5 million dead cap hit for him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as the Bills right now have only one tight end on the roster, being Kroom. And so leads us to your article that you can find on our website, ESPNRochester.com. Sal Capaccio, our guest. Tight end targets in free agency. Sal, is when you peruse the list here, who are some of the names here that could possibly be your starting tight end if the Bills choose to go this route in free agency?
Well, look, I think the number one guy that's out there as a pass catcher is Jared Cook. He's 32 years old. You know, he's had a very, very nice career. He catches the ball. But I just don't think that screams the kind of player the Bills are looking for at this point. I think they want someone to help grow with Josh Allen a little bit. You're looking at a 32-year-old that, yeah, he's been really good, but he's never been a, you know, he's not like a Hall of Famer or anything like that that you're bringing in like, wow, look at these numbers he's going to put up. So I don't think they're looking for a guy like that. I look at a guy like Jesse James. I think Jesse James, 25 years old in Pittsburgh the last 4 years, just a lunch pail guy, right? A guy that's going to bring his hard hat to work every day, totally screams the DNA that McDermott and Bean are looking for on this team. But, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to necessarily make a number one true tight end all the time. You know, if you're going to sign him, he's going to play a lot, and he's going to do nice things for you, but you know, you have to have some other options as well. I don't know if there's anybody like that, that number one true tight end. You might have to find that guy in the draft and develop him. And this is a very, very good draft class for tight ends, by the way. But I look at Jesse James. I think the Bills could be very well interested in him. But he might excuse me, guys. He might be a little more expensive and too rich for their blood, given, you know, the fact that he might be one of the top guys in the market. Max Williams and Nick Boyle, both from the Ravens. I like them both. Max Williams is 25. Nick Boyle is 26 years old. You know, when Max Williams came out of college, I loved him 4 years ago. I thought he was going to be a really good NFL player. He's been solid. He's been nice. He's never been quite the pass catcher that I thought he would be. But, you know, he's been a nice player for them, but so is Nick Boyle as well. Now, they went out and signed them both. They drafted them both the same year. Then the Ravens did the same thing last year. They drafted two tight ends, one in the first round, one in the third round. So these guys are going to be moving on. Now, Nick Boyle is more of a kind of a fullback type of tight end, fullback hybrid kind of guy. Look at Cincinnati. They have three guys.
Yeah.
They have Tyler Eifert, Tyler Croft, and C.J. Uzoma. And, I mean, if Tyler Eifert could stay healthy, I'm like, go get that guy. But he hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's 29 years old, and he's missed like two full seasons of his NFL career so far, and you can't trust that. Tyler Croft got hurt last year. Ozuna might be an interesting option. We'll see. And then the one that I think is really interesting to me that I keep coming back to that I wonder if the Bills would want to take a flyer, so to speak, on is Austin Seferian-Jenkins. It seems like his troubles are behind him. He had a DUI in college. He had a DUI in the NFL. He's gone to rehab. Super, super athletic. He was a basketball player at the University of Washington when he first went there. 26 years old. I think there's some really major upside if his troubles are behind him.
And the Jags releasing him already, so he's out there right now. The Jags, the other team that...
Not necessarily. He has to wait to be a free agent. He had an option they didn't pick up.
Okay. You got the Jags also in the mix, and from rumors that I've been seeing that the Jags and the Bills are the top two teams in acquiring one of those guys you just listed off, Jesse James. I mean... What's a fair deal for Jesse James? I would hate to see the Bills get into a bidding war with a team like Jacksonville and end up overpaying a tight end who, let's face it, up to this point, he's been average through his career, right?
Yeah, and just on the Seferian-Jenkins, so maybe you're saying the same thing I am, just so everybody knows. They can't just sign Seferian-Jenkins. He wasn't, like, cut by the Jaguars. There was an option for them to pick up, and then they said no. So as of March 13th, his contract will expire like every other free agent.
Yes.
Basically, that's the way it is. So they can't pick him up. Just so everybody knows, they can't just go sign him. But, look, I mean, I looked at the tight end salaries just a little while ago, and, you know, $10 million, if you get to that, you're talking top tight end in the league. And I don't know if anybody's going to pay that much for Jesse James, considering there are other really good tight ends, not only in the market, but in the free agent class. So you look at it, $7, $8 million, it could be guys. Now, that's top 10 money. But where salaries are going, that's about. So at the end of the day, if you sign him to $7.5 million, let's say, $8 million, you're probably talking about him being the 10th to 12th highest paid tight end in the league. And is that too much? I don't know. I mean, that's what you have to decide on, how much they're going to use him and what he's worth to you.
Sal Capaccio, WGR, our guest here, the Bills, talking from free agency, a couple weeks away from that. Next week, the Combine. The Bills, we haven't talked to you since Spencer Long came on board. Jets brought him on to a $27.5 million contract last year, and coming off a bad year for the Jets. Where does he fit in here, Sal, on the offensive line in Buffalo, in your opinion?
I don't know if they plan on using him at center or guard. He can play both. He might be able to come in and play at center, and then you're talking about them, well, what are you doing with Russell Bodine? I mean, you have 1 year left at a deal there that you signed last year, and he's coming off the broken leg. But at the same time, maybe you're thinking Bodine's going to be there, and this is really your replacement for John Miller or Vlad Dukas. Miller will be a free agent. Dukas has 1 year left, but you might be moving on from him. Who knows, as far as him maybe not even making the roster or being a regular player for you. This looks to me like it's just a Ryan Groy situation. They did the same thing last year with Bodine and Groy. A lot of people thought Groy was going to be the starting center. He lost out to Bodine, but he was the swing guy. He mainly worked at guard and then center when Bodine went down, and this could be the same thing for Spencer Long. The only thing that gives me pause about that is, he signed a deal over $3 million. That's usually the kind of money you give a starter on the offensive line. So it seems like they have some sort of plans for him to start somewhere, and I just wonder if it's at center or guard. I'm not really that sure about that.
Sal, I mean, we can't settle for that, right? I mean, when you need the kind of help that the Bills need on the offensive line, and you have some talent out there as far as offensive linemen through either free agency or the draft, I mean, what do you think their plan is? Bringing Spencer Long is step one, but what do you think their plan is as far as addressing this offensive line need here this offseason?
Yeah, I think they'll be aggressive, but, this is not a great free agent class for offensive linemen. I mean, talk about overpaying, you're probably going to do that if you go out there and say, we got to get this guy and that guy and bring him in and overhaul these positions. And it depends, what you're looking at is, I don't think they're going to move Deion Dawkins from left to right side. I mean, you could do that if you want to go out and get a Trent Brown, let's say, from New England and say, play left tackle and spend a whole bunch of money. I don't think that's the case. So, what do? You try and go out and get a right tackle then. Darrell Williams, I think, screams could be a Bills target because he's a former Carolina guy.
Sure.
He was really good a couple of years ago, and then he got hurt opening weekend last year, and he missed pretty much the whole year. But that could be very – I could easily see Darrell Williams being in a Bills uniform, being their starting right tackle. But they're going to have to be aggressive, I think. And then, you never know. Maybe there's a player out there they could trade for. Maybe there's somebody that is – a team is looking to get out of a contract or – doesn't fit necessarily a new offensive coordinator's run scheme or something like that that you can try and bring in. But you got to be careful because we all remember the Langston Walker, Derek Dockery days, when they overpaid for a couple of linemen just because they said we need offensive linemen. And then I definitely think that linemen is on the table early in this draft, especially on the edges, on the outside, maybe at right tackle.
Sal Capaccio joining us. Sal, this is where I ask you the obligatory Antonio Brown question. Where do you come down on that? Because it's a production versus does he fit in the locker room, and are you willing to pay him? Because I can't imagine him going to somewhere else and saying, yeah, I'll play with my existing contract. And that's where, in my opinion, I would draw the line is that, we went through this with LeSean McCoy. We don't need to give him another contract here, but you look at the production. So where do you come down on Antonio Brown, Sal Capaccio?
Well, I'll tell you what I think the Bills would think, right? I mean, my job is to kind of gauge where their interest would be. And I will tell you this. From everything I know about Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, I just think there's almost zero chance that they would go after Antonio Brown. And I think it's mostly because of the S word, and that's selfish. If they feel that a player is selfish, they just want him nowhere near their team. What the Bills want, there's a misnomer out there, and I think a mischaracterization from people that they always say, like, all these guys, all they want is choir boys. They just want people to never get in trouble. That's not the case. I'll tell you who the Bills want. The kind of player the Bills want is they want guys who football is the most important thing in their life. Now, other than maybe family and faith, of course, right? That football is what they live for every day, and it's super important to them. Important enough that it's their job, and they don't care about anything else. And all they want to do is show up and do their job and be a part of a team and win. And as much as Antonio Brown is terrific on Sundays, he's a lot of high maintenance between, Monday and Saturday. And I don't think they want to deal with any of that. I don't think they want to deal with somebody who is a diva, who seems selfish, who puts himself above the team. And if that costs them a lot of talented players, you know what? You can criticize them for that if you think that that's, you know, rightfully to be criticized for. But that's who they want. And because of that, the minute if they sat down in a room and they said, what about Antonio Brown? I'm telling you, the word selfish is going to come up. And once that starts coming up, they don't want a part of that person.
Sal Capaccio, our sister station WGR in Buffalo, covering the Buffalo Bills. And you can hear him during the season on the sideline with the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. And Sal, those sidelines, you roam next year. We're hearing a new field, Erie County, giving a little kiss to new era field. And Gene and I were having the discussion yesterday, Sal. I mean, really, we know that the new field is going to be nice, and we're appreciative of everything that they're going to do to renovate the stadium with, I believe it was $3 million was the number that we saw.
$3 million. Can we spend a little more, Sal, to get something I would think would look beautiful? And I'm not talking about red end zones going back to yesteryear. I'm talking about grass. Can the Pegulas get involved? Grass field, new era field. Are you on board, Sal?
I think in a new stadium, sure. I don't think it's worth it now. I mean, you're talking about this stadium's going to be here for how much longer? Look, I love grass, and yes, I would be fine for it, but you have to understand the economics of it. Grass is so much costlier to maintain, especially in a city like Buffalo where the weather is the way it is, that if you're running out of the life of this stadium, I don't see what the purpose would be of getting grass now and maintaining it every year like that, where you can buy this turf field, whatever they put in, is probably going to go to the end of this stadium.
Yeah.
Hey. So, you know, I just think it's a cost-effective thing at this point. And I'll say this, I do think that there's a very good chance that if they build a new outdoor stadium, renovate this one, you know, eventually, I do think that there's a very good chance we see grass. The only way we don't is maybe if they get a dome, right? But I just don't think it's worth it at this point in the life of this particular stadium where we're at to go down that road and restructure everything and have to maintain it and do everything you have to do underneath that stadium that needs to be done to change it over to grass.
Sal, we appreciate all the time that you give us and the work you're doing on the Buffalo Bills at both our site, ESPNRochester.com, and WGR as well. What exactly are you working on here over the course of the next couple of weeks? We know we got the combine next week. What can we expect?
I just, literally 10 minutes before I went on with you guys, I posted about free agent defensive tackles.
Nice.
That the Bills need to be looking at. There's five of them I listed. And look, guys, I mean, they only have two on the roster right now. Regular Star Latulele and Harrison Phillips. Jordan Phillips, the free agent. Kyle Williams is gone. They need to add to that. So go check that out. And then I'll be at the combine for a couple of days next week. I'll be talking with Sean McDermott while I'm there. I'll be coming back. We got the roast for Danny Gare next week. I got to come back for that to be here. And then I'm headed out to the owners' meetings in Phoenix, like I said. And that's always interesting, but that's after free agency. So we got a lot of more free agent stuff to get to here, and we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks.
Sal, it is good to hear your voice because it means football is closer. It's getting day by day, and soon you'll be back at Fisher.
Or it means nobody wants to talk about the Sabres right now.
We would be lying if we said that this wasn't a nice departure from our normal conversation today. Yes, Sal. Appreciate your time, buddy. As always, buddy. See you soon.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Sal Capaccio, WGR, always great. If you missed any of that or if you came in late, we'll get it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. I don't want to see them overpay for a free agent tight end.
That's going to be the problem. I got to overpay for whoever, right?
I just think that's such a, you know, you just got out of that mistake. You're sitting on $4.5 million of dead money in Charles Clay's last year because of a bad contract because you overpaid for Charles Clay. Don't make the same mistake twice. And it wasn't their mistake originally, but don't. You can get a guy to go with Kroom, and then maybe you find value in the draft and take a tight end in round two or round three.
I think it's, when we say overpaying, I think it's the length of the deal and the signing bonus, because with any free agent, whatever position, what are the odds that free agent will actually see the end of this contract? So that signing bonus, if it's over 5 years, I don't want to be talking about this mistake the Buffalo Bills made in free agency in 2024. So to me, I don't mind overpaying if it's a 3-year deal, but that's not the MO for most of these guys. They'll ask for the five and probably get it.
Speaking of free agency, I'll drink to that is on the way next. Takes. We've got takes. And you can join us at any time at 454-ESPN. I've got a take on free agency. And why I'm actually comforted to hear what the Bills' plan in free agency is, because there's some evidence that suggests you don't always get what you pay for out of free agency.
I'm not going to let this Division One dream of mine go. I'm going to, you know, give you a follow-up to that lacrosse take I had last week here, try to get something going. Could the Sabres be showcasing someone tonight? This is not, I'm not talking about the normal trade candidates like Ponmanville, but let's take a step back. And is there a different meaning to this tonight? I would be not at all surprised if this was a surprise player the Buffalo Sabres opted to move.
All right, we're going to get into that and more next. I'll drink to that is on the way in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the Sports Leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.